Hi everyone, this is Nick. I'm very excited to discuss the upcoming series, The Path of Knowledge Question and Answer Test Prep. And today's session will be an introduction to that series. But to give a little background, this series will be particularly helpful for those who are in Step 3 of the Path of Knowledge program, which is verification of knowledge. At the end of that step, you'll do a 10-question test in the satsang, and you'll be expected to provide your answers to 10 spiritual questions related to the path of knowledge. And question and answers are really important in spirituality. If you look back at all of the texts, all of the ancient teachings, they're all in the format of question and answer. This is really a great way to learn and a great way to explore our spiritual knowledge. So this session will focus on answering many of the questions that have come up in previous tests and give you an approach to answering these spiritual questions. Today's session will focus specifically on a framework that you can use to answer really any spiritual question. So without further ado, let's jump into the framework for answering a spiritual question. The first step in answering any spiritual question is to make sure that the question is valid. This means that you want to be sure that there's no ignorance or blind beliefs or assumptions that are baked into the question. If you try to answer a question that has ignorance built into it, you will end up providing an incorrect or partially incorrect answer. So for example, the question, why is the experiencer limited by experience? We have to ask ourselves, what assumptions are built into this question? Well, we addressed this in an earlier podcast, but this question is assuming that the experiencer is limited by the experience. So we don't even have to answer this question. We can actually destroy the question before we even provide an answer. We simply say, the experiencer is unlimited. Then we explain why it is, and so the question is invalid. So that is one way. The first way to address a spiritual question is to point out the ignorance that's within the question itself. And a clue to this will be a non-dual topic may be mixed with a dual topic, or an absolute topic will be mixed with the relative. For example, how can the limited know the unlimited? Again, we addressed this in an earlier podcast. This is making an assumption that the limited can, in fact, know the unlimited. So we're mixing non-dual topics with dual topics, or absolute truth with relative truth. So be on the lookout for invalid questions. The second is to determine the specific spiritual topic that the person is asking about. So in the Path of Knowledge program, there's really just a handful of topics that we really need to know well. And that is the experiencer, or the self with a capital S, the experience, or the illusion, and the existence itself, which is at the most basic essence, the experiencer, but also has the two sides of the experiencer and the experience. A couple of more things to look out for in these questions would be the study of the illusions, so the theoretical models that we use to describe the experience or the illusion. These questions can be a little bit more complex because we are diving into theory and requires more understanding of theory rather than a direct seeing of our experience. Other things that we'll be asked about can be characteristics of the path of knowledge itself. So what is the path of knowledge? What is gained here on the path of knowledge? Some basic knowledge, but important to have. And then characteristics of a spiritual seeker. This is commonly asked because we really want to identify those characteristics that are needed to even start the path and those that can be cultivated through the path. So those are the majority of the questions that you'll come across, and it's important to determine those topics before you provide an answer. So what exactly am I answering? That's important. If you don't know what you're answering, the specific topic, you're going to mix multiple topics and be confused. So after we've determined that the question is in fact valid, you've determined the specific topic or piece of information that the question will be asking about from the path of knowledge, the third will be to provide an answer. So this is a skill, and I highly recommend that people practice answering questions by talking into a recorder, or that can be your phone, and listening to yourself, and listen for any anxiety that comes up in the voice, any stuttering, repetitions, and this can really help with our public speaking techniques. So we want to speak calmly, slowly, clearly, and we want to listen to the words as they come out of our mouths. We want to be mindful of what we're saying, and we want to listen and feel what's arising in our body as well. Do we need to take a breath if there's some anxiety arising? Do we need to relax the muscles in our face if we're feeling tense? So this is really a meditative process, the process of answering a spiritual question. And if you need to take a moment, simply request a moment to gather your thoughts. That is much more recommended than trying to fight through anxiety or stress and to give a pressured answer to a question. So just take a moment and request a moment to gather your thoughts. Next is refer to your notes if you need a refresher. There's no time limit on the tests in the path of knowledge. So in step two, we determined the topic that we're going to be answering. So simply go to your path of knowledge program, look at your notes for that particular topic, gather your thoughts, and provide an answer. And finally, try not to mix any non-dual topics with dual topics, or mixing absolute truth with relative truth. We talked about this in the first question a bit, but if there is a question that is asking about, for instance, the theory of vibrations and how they are sensed, we don't want to give an answer that is absolute, such as there is no vibration. That's technically true. But this question is asking about the relative, meaning what is the model or the theory that we learn in the path of knowledge. So you certainly can take the high route and say there is actually no vibration, it's a model. But be sure that you're actually answering the question that the person wants you to answer. So those are the three steps. One, validate your question. Two, determine the topic. And three, answer the question. So that is the framework that I would suggest, and we'll be practicing this framework in subsequent podcasts. And I highly recommend as we go through each question, is for you to pause and provide an answer to the question before you hear my answer for the question. And this is going to allow you to compare and contrast your answer with my answer, and you can also find any areas of discrepancy. And you can certainly find if there's any ignorance with my answer. And please send me a message if you see that. And if you see any maybe assumptions or incorrect information within my answers. So I hope that this will be a useful podcast series for you, and that it'll be helpful as you progress into step four, which is the awareness. And I also hope that this will be helpful for any other spiritual seeker, whether they're in the Path of Knowledge program, they've completed the Path of Knowledge program, or if they're just interested in spirituality at all. I think there's a lot of wonderful questions here that we've worked through over the last few months in our satsang. And so I hope that this will be useful for everyone. Thank you.